This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Vicente Mendez. Date of birth is September the 20th, 1972. Case ID number is 6730946. Date of exam, November the 2nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Edinburgh Regional Medical Center, dated January the 13th, 2023, and January the 8th, 2023. Identifying information, this is a 51-year-old married male with three children and one stepson, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus type 2, but insulin dependent with neuropathy at this time. Number two, right below knee amputation with left foot metatarsal toe amputation, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and learning disorder with speech delay. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus type 2, but with insulin-dependent and diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2002, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. The claimant does have in-organ damage of retinopathy, comma, and diabetic polyneuropathy. He denies any problems with nephropathy or cardiovascular disease at this time. He checks his blood glucose levels two times per day and states that it usually comes out between 135 to 400 mg/dL. He states his blood glucose level today was 185 mg/dL. At the present time, He has been diagnosed with diabetes mellitus type 2, but insulin dependent at this time. His last hemoglobin A1C was 10.0, which is very high. He is presently taking Traceba 65 units up to QD and Humalog 25 units TID. His condition does not appear to be stable, and his blood glucose levels are poorly controlled. Allegation number two, right leg below knee amputation and also a left foot total metatarsal foot amputation. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop gangrene and cellulitis of both feet. He was diagnosed with right leg gangrenous osteomyelitis with cellulitis, and eventually went on to have a right below knee amputation on January 2023 with good healing results. Before that time in 2021, he had gangrenous cellulitis and abscess formation of his toes and a total metatarsal amputation of all toes was performed on the left foot with good results, resulting in two good healed wounds at this time. The claimant does have a history of a fracture of the right upper arm with deformity, which occurred in 1977. From an accident that occurred during that time. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He states that he also complains of numbness and tingliness of his feet, along with phantom pain. Limitations, the claimant is unable to walk, comma, stand, comma, climb stairs, comma, squat, comma, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds sitting down. However, he is unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, or do any chores around the house. He does have a walker and a wheelchair that he uses most of the time. His physician is Dr. Humar Apolinario and Dr. Manuel Sanchez. He does very minimal physical activity at this time. He is presently taking gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID for pain, which he states does help him a little bit. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2002 he was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, frontal headaches, comma, and blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure today was 144 over 82 mmHg, which is normal. The claimant states that he is starting to suffer from hypotension and was placed on midodrine, 5 milligrams QD for hypotension. He still takes amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD for his blood pressure when it does get up high. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2002, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia and hypertriglyceridemia. He was started on atorvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, and gabapentin, 600 milligrams BID. He denies having a myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. However, the claimant has had severe atherosclerosis of his vessel, resulting in obstruction of his vessels to his lower legs, and which has resulted in amputation of both lower legs. He states his levels are better at this time and appears to be responding well to the medications. Allegation number five, learning disorder and speech delay. The claimant states that in 1979, he was diagnosed with stuttering and learning disorder along with speech delay. He states that his parents taught him Spanish first, and then he eventually learned English, which caused problems in his learning ability. And he also has difficulty with poor memory. He was in special ed for many years, at least for 6 years, and states that he has been able to overcome his situation. He does speak English and Spanish fluently at this time, and he is presently on no medications for his condition. He appears to be stable at this time. Family history, his father is 72 and he does not know him. They have a bad relationship. His mother is 68 and suffers from hypertension. There is a positive family history of cancer in the family, but he could not name the cancers. Medications, citalopram, 40 milligrams QD, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID, midodrine, 5 milligrams QD for hypotension, buspirone, 7.5 milligrams BID, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, gemiprazole, 600 milligrams BID, clotrimazole, topical cream, 1%, BID, collagenase topical cream, 250 units topically, Q every other day. Traceba, 65 units, sub-Q QD, and Humalog, 25 units, TID. Medical problems. Below knee amputation of the right lower extremity, secondary to atherosclerosis, ganglion, and cellulitis, comma, amputation resulting in a total metatarsal amputation of all toes on the left foot, which appears to be healed at this time, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, peripheral vascular disease, comma, hypertension, comma, history of foot osteomyelitis, comma, morbid obesity, comma, type 2 diabetes mellitus, but insulin dependent at this time, orthostatic hypotension, comma, history of acute kidney injury, comma, anticoagulation treatment, infectious sebaceous cyst of the skin. Learning disorder / speech delay, hypercholesterolemia with hypertriglyceridemia and hypoacusis bilaterally, major surgery, right below knee amputation performed January the 9th, 2023, and left metatarsal total amputation of all toes of the left foot performed in 2021. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 24 to 30 beers every day for 30 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states he's used marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, and IV drug abuse. He states he stopped in 2000. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 265 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches, BP 144 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 85 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 37.5, general, this is a 51-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age, and it does appear to be a mild acute distress secondary to his condition. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant had a normal cephalic, atraumatic head, no scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition and some cavities. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round but not reacted to light, and he appeared to have pinpoint pupils at this time. Extraocular movements were grossly intact. However, the claimant was complaining of double vision. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were mildly abnormal. Snellen vision. OD, the claimant is able to count fingers at 9 feet distance. Pinhole is 20 over 200. Corrected is 20 over 200. OS uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 9 feet distance. Corrected is 20 over 200. And pinhole is also 20 over 200. Binocular uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 9 feet. Binocular corrected is 20 over 200. Could you drop down to neurological, the last, to extremities. After the last sentence, there is a right leg below knee amputation with a 18-centimeter horizontal surgical scar, which appears to be clean and intact. There is also a left foot total metatarsal amputation where all toes have been removed on the left foot, which also appears to be clean and well healed at this time. Could you drop down to skin after the last sentence? The claimant had multiple tattoos over his body and also a rash on his back, which is being treated with antibiotics and creams. Neurological, the last sentence. Reflexes of the patella and ankle on the left side was 1+. And reflex of the patellar on the right side was 1+. And the claimant had 1+ reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally, which was mildly abnormal. Cranial nerves, 2 to 12, appeared to be grossly intact. The claimant is complaining of double vision. Cerebellar function. The claimant was unable to walk, and his ambulation was abnormal, secondary to a right below knee amputation and a left total metatarsal amputation of all toes. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a walker. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. He was not able to perform a heel-to-shin exam. And the Romber sign was abnormal, secondary to him not being able to stand. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. There is joint swelling and deformity of the right upper extremity, secondary to a fracture that he had as a child with deformity of the right upper shoulder and a displacement of his muscles. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant is unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, secondary to not having stability of his legs. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, except for the right upper extremity where he does have mild decreased strength, secondary to a abnormal healing of the right arm. The claimant has decreased range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the lower extremities with a right below knee amputation and a total metatarsal amputation of all his toes on the left foot, causing instability. straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees, and the claimant was unable to get up on the exam table. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant is unable to rise from a sitting position without his walker. And the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant is unable to walk on his heels and toes, as well as walk at a normal tandem rate secondary to the amputations. He cannot stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires a wheelchair or a walker at all times in order to get around. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. The claimant does complain of double vision. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Archilles reflexes were plus 1. The claimant does not have the Archilles reflex on the right side secondary to the amputation. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. The claimant does suffer from phantom pain. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right upper extremity, secondary to a deformed fracture healing, and his strength is plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant has difficulty hearing but speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction consisting of a right below knee amputation and a left total metatarsal amputation of all toes secondary to peripheral vascular disease and ganglion as well as osteomyelitis. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has severe limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity, which has not been well corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right knee, below knee amputation with a left total metatarsal amputation of the left foot, comma, and poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses, number 1, diabetes mellitus type 2, but insulin dependent at this time with diabetic polyneuropathy and peripheral vascular disease, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant states that his hemoglobin A1C is 10.0, which is very high, and he does not appear to be well controlled. Allegation number 2, right below knee amputation of the right leg with left total metatarsal amputation of the left foot resulting in removal of all toes, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be well healed at this time. However, the claimant does suffer from phantom pain and has not been fitted for a prosthesis. Allegation number 3, hypertension. Being treated at this time appears to be well controlled. Blood pressure was 144 over 82 mmHg, which is normal. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia / hypertriglyceridemia. Being treated at this time, the claimant does have peripheral vascular disease and has had in-organ damage, a blockage of his lower legs. His condition is stable at this time. Allegation number 5, learning disorder with speech delay dash normal physical exam. The claimant has adjusted well and is doing better at this time. He does speak good English and Spanish as well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Vicente Mendez.